This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, if you have some time to take a break from harvest this weekend, a fall festival might be a good place to visit. The Jersey County Historical Society is hosting their annual Apple Fest this weekend, and Beth McGlasson, vice president of the group, says there's fun for all ages, great food, and you also have a chance to learn about Jersey County history.
That's true. As a matter of fact, this is our 27th annual Apple Festival, so we're very excited to have lots of fun things on tap.
Awesome. Well, at 27 years, how great to continue this tradition and host this annually for the community of Jerseyville and surrounding areas. So tell us about Apple Fest. What's going to be happening this year, and what can people come out and enjoy?
Well, we have lots of things to offer the whole family. For kids, we have kids' games in the morning from 10 to 1 o'clock, and $5 will allow them to play a variety of games. And we have Nick Beloon, who is a guy who does makes balloon creations. He's always a great hit with the crowd. We have 30 vendors who have rented spaces, so you'll see lots of homemade crafts. If you're a fan of Bob Sandcamper and his pottery, he will be on site with his wheel and doing demonstrations and having lots of great things to sell. Of course, the Apple Festival wouldn't be complete without Ringhausen's Orchard, and there are many apple goodies plus their apples for sale. We have a gentleman joining us this year that has been here in years past, and that's Bill Thiel, and he has this great kind of old-fashioned peddler's cart, and it is just fascinating to try to guess what all the objects that he has on that cart were used for, and of course he can tell you what they were, but in addition to that, all of our buildings will be open for tours. We have seven of them. They include, of course, the Cheney Mansion, which is the oldest frame house in Jersey County, and our three log cabins. We have the Lone Star School, one-room school, which is completely refurnished and refurbished, and it contains almost all of its original content. So when you walk in that door, it is like you are walking in that one-room school back in the late 1800s. We have a one-room school, or a one-room church, the Union Forest Church, that was built in 1920, again, furnished almost completely with its original content. So it is like stepping back in time when you step into that church. We also have a great museum. It has several domestic rooms. It has a transportation room. If you're a fan of old cars, we have several Model Ts on display, an old racing buggy, a Sears motorless carriage. We also have a military room that has just a fabulous collection of items dating throughout the years. So it's, and on top of that, we have live entertainment all day. Probably the premier group that we're having, or the premier entertainment that we have, is Steve Davis, who is an Elvis impersonator, and he will perform from 12 to 1.
Well, what an exciting day in Jerseyville on Saturday. And you're talking about the buildings that are going to be available for tours and the museum. And I've been to the grounds, I guess we'll say, and I've been inside the museum. And it is really neat. Those are artifacts, and you won't see those in a lot of places. So it's really a unique place to visit.
It is. And $5 will get you a tour ticket for all of the buildings, not $5 per building. Just $5 for the whole shebang. And we're really excited this year because we have opened our third cabin. Our goal for the past 10 years has been to recreate Hickory Grove, which was the predecessor of Jerseyville. And Hickory Grove consisted of the Red House, which is what the Cheney House was built around. It was just a very simple four-room frame home that was used as a tavern, as a stop on a stagecoach line. It actually was a stopping place on the Underground Railroad, and you can still view the room where they hid the slaves when they were running towards the north. We're super excited to get that third cabin open, and it will be available for tours this year as well.
Now, have these buildings been relocated to the Historical Society grounds in Jerseyville, or where did they come from?
They are all from throughout the county. The school was from Western Jersey County. So, yes, it is very representative of all of our buildings that have been relocated to our grounds. The one exception is our third cabin. And as you can imagine, this day and age, it's pretty hard to find authentic log cabins. And we had been searching for our third cabin for a number of years and just could not come up with one in Jersey County. So our third cabin actually came from Calhoun County near Deer Plain.
Awesome. So that's a little bit of history throughout that side of the state in Illinois, and what a great opportunity to walk back in history, so to speak, for just $5 and see these neat buildings.
Right, right. And there is no admission to our grounds. You know, again, the tours, there's just the $5. We have lots of great food. We have fish, chicken strips, ham and beans, pioneer stew, lots of homemade desserts, and we also sell kettle corn on our grounds that day.
Sounds absolutely delicious. What a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the fall weather and get some tasty food, and the whole family can come. Beth, tell us a little bit more about the Historical Society. Are there opportunities for people to join and volunteer, or tell us a little more?
There is. We are always looking for volunteers, and you know, although we are the Jersey County Historical Society, you'll find our collection of, for instance, census records, family files, genealogical information, they actually extend beyond the Jersey County border because Jersey County was part of Greene County originally. So we have a lot of records from there. And, of course, you can imagine people kind of would drift back and forth across the county line. So we actually are a collection of records for a few surrounding counties. So we provide that service. All of our research that we do for genealogists is free of charge. We do not charge for that. And a lot of people are under the misconception that we are supported by state or local funding. That is not true. We don't get a dime from the state or the federal government. And so we are supported entirely by donations and membership. So if people want to become a member and support us, I would encourage them to call up to the Historical Society. Our number is 498-3514. And also, if you have an interest in history, we are just always looking for volunteers. There's lots of things that we need help with in maintaining our buildings, maintaining our museum collection, working on records, that type of thing.
Sounds like a great opportunity to get involved. And Beth, before we wrap things up, I think it'd be great for you to remind us day and time and the details for the Apple Fest happening this weekend.
Okay, it's Saturday, October 7th from 9 to 5 on the grounds of the Historical Society. We are located at 601 North State in Jerseyville. And we are located very close to the high school. So if you can't find parking on the streets, the high school is right across the road from us, so you're welcome to park there and just walk over.
Beth McGlasson, Vice President of the Jersey County Historical Society. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.